We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To the basket, the slam. For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions. Outright champ.
Holy three. Goal! Hey, holy ball.
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
A lot of basketball to talk about today after Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. yesterday. We have so many interviews for you. Taylor Chavez, Mike Menega. We also will chat with Kelly Graves, head coach Oregon women's basketball, coming up in just a moment as Terry John sat down with him for a look back at what was a rough week for the Ducks, and then a look ahead to a chance to bounce back at home. 5 o'clock coming up on Friday when Oregon will be back on the hardwood for women's basketball against Washington State. Really good Washington State team. That's coming up 5 o'clock on Friday. Ducks will also play Washington this weekend at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And, of course, men's basketball, 7:30 Saturday. That means a 7 o'clock pregame show with myself and Jerry Allen coming up. Elsewhere today, we're going to talk with Rob Mosley. He is the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com about the recruiting class, signing day coming up, and also men's basketball, women's basketball, and some spring sports still on the horizon here as well. And yesterday, we had the opportunity, talking about spring sports, to catch up with Oregon softball head coach Melissa Lombardi. Mrs. Lombardi talked with us over about, 13-14 minutes, actually. Really good conversation about Oregon softball as they gear up for the start of their season, which is just about 2 weeks away. Wild. Yeah, the schedule's still getting finalized. I know a lot of people wondering about the schedule and where things are going for Oregon softball. She talked a little bit about that, and we have that interview for you coming up. Also, Oregon volleyball head coach Matt Ulmer met with the media yesterday while we were on the air. Might be able to get you a little bit of that interview. If not all of it, we'll have it for you on the show tomorrow. So, as you can imagine, a lot of interviews today. We go through the schedule, and why not jump right into Coach Graves? Terry Johns had the opportunity to catch up with the Oregon women's basketball head coach as Kelly Graves talked about what didn't go right for the Ducks, how they can bounce back now heading into this 5 o'clock matchup with Washington State. Here's Kelly Graves.
All right, Coach. Unfortunately, the last game was not the good one, and we got to talk a little bit about it. But you've had a few days now since last Thursday for the loss at Tucson. This is a program not used to losing and certainly not used to losing the way it did. I don't know if you've gotten together, had a couple practices or whatever, but how are they reacting?
Well, we had a good practice yesterday, so that's a positive. I think we were all a little bit disappointed and a little bit disgusted on our performance. I mean, these guys have a high standard and we've held them to that. And it was just one of those games, you know, that I don't recall we've had anything kind of like that, you know, since we've been here in 6 or 7 years. And it's disappointing. We did it on national TV as well, but it's one game in the end. And we lost to a pretty good team on the road. We've just got to regroup and play better this week. You know, it's a grind. It really is. And when things like that happen, you just got to kind of forget it and move on.
Now, you mentioned in the post game, maybe it's time to tighten the rotation a little bit instead of playing so many players. Still feel that way?
Yeah, you know, I do. We've played, you know, in essence, 12 players, you know, 11 when Sedona was out for a few games, but every single game. And it makes the continuity on the court, it doesn't seem as smooth at times. But, you know, Terry, the reality is, you know, in practice every day, we've got some players that are better than others. And then the next day, you know, it's like not like there's separation. You know, in the past years, we've had those players that, you know, they've earned that spot, and then others fill in. They kind of know where they're at, and that's just not been that way. We have a lot of kids that are pretty even, but I think you'll see a little difference, this week and going forward.
You missed Arizona State down there because of COVID protocols there, and some teams make up games, some don't. Where is that one? Is there a makeup?
I don't know. I don't know how all that's going to work. I mean, there's some teams that have lost 4 and 5 and 6 games. I mean, so when do you make those up? You have no idea. You know, I think some of them may, but you know, I look at like Washington State, they missed Stanford the first time. I think now Stanford has to go to the Washingtons next week. I think Stanford's going to play them twice. You know, they're going to go back to back. Maybe we can do that with Arizona State. I don't know. I think it's just got to be agreed upon by the coaches and then kind of hammered by the Pac-12. But we'll see. We need one more game though in to get to the 13 minimum that the NCAA requires for the NCAA tournament.
Well, hopefully that Thursday will be it, and you'll get that taken care of.
You know, even with the loss, Terry, we're still fourth in the net.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it just goes to show how I think how strong our conference is. And to think that a team 9-3 would still be fourth in the, you know, in the power ratings is pretty incredible.
A couple things I wanted to talk to you about here while we have a little more time rather than the pregame show it's popped up the last couple of weeks is early enrollees with some teams. I mean, some of it's COVID where kids aren't being able to play their high school season. You know, they have a free year basically to come in if they've graduated from high school. But where is that going? Is that something that might stick around? What are your thoughts on it?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know, we're the only country that has scholastic athletics, you know, in high school. And everywhere else in the world, these kids are playing club ball, you know. And I think, in essence, that's what this season has become. There's very few states that are actually playing high school games. And so, yeah, it's understandable that these players are enrolling early. It's happened in football for a long time, but football is a fall sport, so they can graduate and kind of get on their college campus. It just hasn't happened in basketball. But I think, like anything, there's copycats, and they'll keep doing it for a while, and then they'll realize, wow, I really did like playing high school basketball, so they'll stay. So who knows? This is a just an unusual year, obviously. And, you know, people have asked me, well, how about your signees? Would they want to? I can't find enough time for the kids we've got right now. So it wouldn't be probably that smart or beneficial for our players to come early.
All right. One other item is flopping. I mean, if people who listen to the radio broadcast hear me complain over the years, and it's something I think that doesn't help the game. And it's at all different levels. You see it in the NBA, the WNBA. But what are your thoughts on getting flopping out of the game?
I think pro leagues have done, they've penalized the floppers. And so, you know, I think we need to do the same thing. You know, there's a lot of things I would change, but I can't really say that, Terry, or I get in trouble. I just wish it would be consistent from game to game, and I just don't think it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, because right now I think you can run over and jump in front of somebody. You probably 8 out of 10 times you're going to get a charge out of it, and that's why they keep doing it. But I got a chance to talk with Taylor Chavez yesterday, the veteran, and just a terrific young woman. But tell us your thoughts on Taylor and her game and the person she is.
Well, we need Taylor to step up. I mean, we really need that right now. And, you know, and we've asked her to, kind of be that leader that we need on the court, that toughness. You know, we've missed that. I thought we missed her the weekend that we lost to UCLA, because I think she can really give that to us. She's a playmaker. I think, you know, we're going to insert her into the lineup and see if that will really help us. You know, right now, like you look at Arizona, you know, we had to put Tahina on Ari McDonald. And, you know, she's got enough on her plate offensively. Plus, she's a freshman. You know, that's the kind of person that Taylor Chavez, you know, I think could take, you know, and just have that role. I can be a defensive stopper. I can attack the basket, and I can be that toughness that we need. And but she's a, you know, she's an outstanding person, as you well know. I mean, you've been around her. Very thoughtful, great teammate, you know, super smart. I mean, in the classroom, she's one of our smartest players. So she's really the whole package in terms of being coachable and a great teammate. But right now, we need her. We need her leadership. We need her experience. She knows what the culture is about here, and she needs to you know, reinforce that and pass that legacy on to the young ones.
How about that big win by the Buffaloes? We were all Buff fans, I guess, on Sunday. And your good buddy, J.R. Payne, amazing, knocking off number one Stanford. Helps everybody in the conference, too.
Well, it does. You know, now everyone's one game closer to the top. And, you know, we still, you know, we need them to take another loss, and then we can control our own destiny here. But, yeah, I was really happy for JR. She's one of the nicest people in the profession, and I think there's not a single person anywhere alive, probably even Stanford fans, that weren't kind of happy to see it happen for her and her team. It just goes to show you, man, this league is tough, and you know, you better bring on every given night, or else you'll get beat. We've seen that.
Speaking of bringing it this Friday, you have, first off, you get the Washington schools, but you get Washington State, and those Ledger Walker sisters from New Zealand, they are really, really good. The whole team's pretty good.
The whole team's pretty good. I got to give Cammie a lot of credit. Now, I didn't pick them 12th, but, you know, they were, I think, picked last in the conference, and what a mispick. But they're also now finding out that, you know, they were riding pretty high. I think they were 5-1 in conference or 4-1 in conference. We were their only loss. They go down to the LAs and lose 2. Now they got to come to the Oregons and play a couple of really good teams. And then they have Stanford back to back next week. So I think they're going to learn here that, you know, this is that's why this conference is so tough. But, man, I love those two. They are just ballers. You know, the young one, she reminds me a lot of Sabrina. You know, you can't speed her up. She's so strong. She's so confident. It's going to be a really good game, as it was in Pullman. Isn't that funny how this worked? Remember when we talked about that game, I had a lot of people that texted me, well, that's a wake-up call for your team. And I was trying to say, no, they're really good. Yeah. But people are thinking old Washington State. Well, they've proven that they're a really good team. And so, yeah, we're going to have to play really well.
All right, Coach. As always, thanks for the visit, and we'll talk to you later in the week as get ready to take on the Cougars.
You got it, Terry. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Kelly Graves talking with Terry Johns from Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. You can always subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast on your podcast service of choice if you missed Tip Off Tuesday, and you can watch it on the Goducks YouTube and the Oregon men's and women's basketball Facebook pages as well. Dave with a funny comment, late happy birthday wish coming for Kelly Graves, and he wanted to know if his family reminded him that he got a technical foul on his birthday. Yeah, I think Coach is going to remember that one, Dave. No doubt about that. Coming up next, speaking of podcasts, we're going to talk about the Mighty Oregon podcast with one Rob Mosley. The editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com will join us talking all things Ducks right after this. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you in the Country Financial Studio. Normally, I'd be handing him a Diet Mountain Dew, but instead, I guess I could ship him one as Rob Mosley joins us, the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com. Rob, I'm glad that we could resume our regular Wednesday chats. How are you?
Same. Feels like a little slice of normalcy. I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, pretty good. I don't have a Diet Mountain Dew. I got water, though.
Yeah, you're maturing. You're growing up.
No, that's not. That can't be true.
We know that's not the case. Yeah.
Yeah, that cannot be true. You know, hey, Rob, last time we talked, I had about half of my bullet points that I was going to talk to you about, and including the fact that Oregon's now heading into an offseason for Oregon football. I want to begin with that before we talk a little bit about hoops. And also, I have kind of a throwback for you that I forgot to ask you last week that I think you'll enjoy. A lot of fans have been asking me, you know, hey, when are the Ducks going to hire a defensive coordinator? I'm sure you've been getting that question, too. The short answer is we don't know, but it is pretty remarkable the way that Mario Cristobal has had to hire so many different coordinators in his career, isn't it? So you know that the guy knows what he's doing in that regard.
Yeah, you would assume he's got his list constantly updated. You know, they always talk about, you know, if you're an athletic director, you better have your list of, you know, your next coaches, because you never know what's going to happen. And I'm sure a head football coach feels like he's always got to have, you know, his, you know, list of 4, 5, 6 coordinator candidates or this or that position coach just in case, because inevitably each offseason you never know how much change you're going to have. I don't, you know, the players have been gone since the bowl game, so I'm sure that's given Mario some time to really focus in on that process and really do his due diligence. I guess I would assume maybe in the next week or so we'd probably hear something, but I'm absolutely not in the loop on that by any means. I'm following from afar, just like anyone else.
Wait, you're not on the hiring committee?
I am not on that hiring committee.
I gotta
be honest. You know, October. I might have mentioned this last week, but like for me, October, November, December kind of felt like normal life.
Yeah.
You know, because I was going into football practice multiple times a week and going to games here and there. And I feel like the last 2 weeks, I feel like it feels like last April for me all over again, like just constantly, you know, sheltering at home now, working from home almost exclusively. So, yeah, I feel kind of as disconnected now as I did back then in some ways.
The positive is that your dog's happy.
Correct.
And
I don't think he's barked yet, has he?
That's pretty good.
Probably just jinxed it, but
to go. Now he's going to be like biting your leg before this interview is over. That's great. Rob Mosley, editor in chief, joining us. GoDucks.com. You can follow him on Twitter. GoDucks Mosley at Duck Football. Just a quick thought, Rob, on the new look way that the Ducks have had to go about recruiting, and everybody's had to go about recruiting. I think that coaches and student athletes alike are probably all Zoom experts, like we are at this point. But it is a new, interesting way of going about recruiting. And I'm kind of curious your perspective on this and talking with coaches like I have. You know, I feel like some of what has happened this year with Zoom being so prominent, a lot of that may continue on the recruiting trail. And the Ducks look like they're going to finish out a pretty strong class here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I think there's things you learn during this period that you take forward. But, you know, there's also, I think, the program has found, based on some of the things, you know, you read and hear from staffers, is that, you know, I think because this is a program that's had to recruit, you know, outside our home area extensively, they've kind of gotten used to over the years presenting some things virtually and providing a lot of information virtually, you know, before a visit or to someone who can't just drop by campus. So, you know, I think along with learning some things now that you carry forward, there's also been some seeds sort of inadvertently planted because of kind of where we're located geographically that might have paid some dividends too.
I get that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Rob Mosley, our guest. Okay, so I have not asked you this yet, and it's a little bit timely because last week was the 10-year anniversary of Matthew Knight Arena opening. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you last week, Rob, about that because I thought it was a cool just kind of look back, and then we'll transition now, talk a little bit of basketball. Were you at that opening game against USC?
I don't remember. You know, I covered
Rob!
Yeah, I covered mostly women's basketball back then. I'll be honest. What I remember most is going to see Avenged Sevenfold. I saw in the arena and being absolutely blown away. You know, just to shill for our department. That place for live music, that place sounds awesome. And I went, you know, a metal show in particular can sound pretty bad in a big arena space. And the acoustics of that joint are awesome. And honestly, that's the first impression that is still in my head, is how great it sounded for a concert. And I've been to several concerts since, and it always sounds
well. That was going to be my next question, is how many concerts has one Rob Mosley been to at Matthew Knight Arena now?
I've been to a bunch. I saw the Foo Fighters. I saw Fish once, and I was going to see Fish last summer. I'm going to see Fish again this summer if they come back. I saw the Megadeth Amon Amarth show.
You're seeing a theme here, everybody, in Rob's musical interest.
I was going to go see Tool.
Nobody is more upset about Tool than Scott Phillips.
Literally, like, the day quarantine began, Tool was supposed to play the arena. I had tickets for that. So, yeah, I've probably been to about a half a dozen, and they all sound glorious.
So you're averaging, you know, about one every 2 years. That's a solid rate. That's a solid rate.
For the sake of the local populace, we get a fair amount of country shows, which is not really my cup of tea. But you know, I'll just go see a good show, too, if it's just going to be a fun time. So, yeah, probably every year or two,
Now, were you
a couple I'm forgetting, too, because I had too much fun.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up. You said it, not me. Scott saying things in my ear that I will not repeat. So I have to ask, too, Rob, though, you probably were at the very first women's game at Matthew Knight Arena, right? Do you remember that one for sure?
Not clearly. Was that an Oregon State game?
It was an Oregon State game, and the reason I bring this up is Terry and I were talking about this, and it leads me to my larger question as we got sidetracked talking about concerts, that it actually started with a technical foul. The very first game at Matthew Knight Arena started with a technical foul because part of the baskets weren't correct for women's basketball rules, but they were for men's basketball rules. So obviously this doesn't come back to you, but the reason I ask is Terry and I thought maybe we were forgetting something in the story, so I was hoping to have like double confirmation, but it sounds like I'm not going to get that in this interview.
I guess that was too many brain cells ago. I do not remember that.
All right. Fair enough. Rob Bosley, our guest. Do you have some favorite memories in the 10 years of Matthew Knight Arena that pop into your head, Rob?
Oh, man. Gosh. I mean, it's hard to look past, you know, and I've been so focused because particularly when I was at the Register Guard before I took over with GoDucks.com, I was covering primarily the women. So a lot of my long-term memories are focused on that program, but even recently, it's hard to look past the stuff that Sabrina and Ruthie and Satu accomplished in some of the moments. And, you know, their senior weekend last year was just so amazing. But yeah, you know, watching Dylan Brooks hit some big shots, you know, they, you know, that's probably the men's player that jumps out the most when I think about highlights at the arena.
I'm staring at him on a poster on our wall right now, so maybe it's just top of the mind. But, yeah, the UCLA game winner. And then I will never forget, actually, when Dylan Brooks, during a timeout, went over and just ripped the lid open on the noisemaker that the Duck was using.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that was just like, I will never forget that Dylan had just ascended to that level of, like, engagement with the fans. And that's really what this is all about. You know, those are the coolest memories. All right, well, I didn't get a chance to ask you that last week, so I thought it'd be fun to go back in time. Meanwhile, current day Oregon basketball, Rob, let's start with the women. A chance for a bounce back and kind of a bounce back that they really need coming up Friday, 5 o'clock on Pac-12 Network.
Yeah, you know, just coming off a really flat performance. And, you know, KG just talked about it. And, you know, UCLA and Stanford, you know, those were, you had a fighting chance in that one. You know, Arizona, Ducks didn't really give themselves much of a fighting chance. So, you know, a chance to refresh a little bit. We'll see what this weekend looks like, because it looks like there's some COVID issues with Washington's program. So who knows what this program looks, or what this weekend looks like for the program.
Knocking on wood, in case anybody couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hope we get in a game, if not two. But it'll be nice to watch them, that's for sure. I just, you know, just talking about the arena just makes me think of it being full of fans. And now I'm like all heartsick that, like, it's been so long since, you know, that place has been full.
Almost a full year.
Yeah. And it's just, that's a bummer to think about. You know, like you're talking about Dylan, you know, that's fan engagement, you know,
just
the crowd goes nuts. And when I'm thinking, you know, talking about senior weekend for the women last year, it was what made that so special is how, you know, invested that crowd was in that class and that group of players. And how much that connection was on display there, you know, their senior weekend. So yeah, now you got me all wistful.
Well, it's a bummer. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. You know, it is a bummer. So now let me try to then pivot you back toward, let's just focus on basketball and forget about, you know, the other problems of the world for a moment. How about the men's team, Rob? I mean, this is, I think, the biggest unknown for the men is going to just be availability. And I know a lot of people wondering, you know, what's the availability of even a guy like Will Richardson? I got asked that doing an interview today with the guys at SiriusXM. You know, well, does this work out for Oregon? You know, more games with Will? And the short answer is, I guess we'll find out at tip-off, because we don't really know who's going to play for sure until tip-off.
Yeah, this is just a tough deal. I mean, how are all these guys doing mentally, you know, given the fact that they haven't been able to play? How's everybody doing physically? You know, have injuries healed up, but, you know, how's everybody's conditioning? You know, and just how sharp can the team's play be? You know, given the layoff, you know, you like the fact that there's a lot of veterans on this team. So, you know, presumably they've taken a pretty mature approach to this the last couple of weeks, but it is an unknown, and it's something that, you know, can only be answered once you get back on the court and see how things are clicking.
Before I let you go, because Rob's actually has a day job where he's going to go and, along with the rest of the media, talk to Kelly Graves, and I'm sure writing a preview story for Oregon women's basketball coming up this weekend, right, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so good. GoDucks.com. You can always check that out. Mighty Oregon podcast. Give fans the update. Casey Martin dropping, and then what's still to come on the Mighty Oregon podcast here?
Yeah, I hope everybody gets a chance to listen to the Casey Martin episode that just came out yesterday. I listened to it while I was walking the dog yesterday, and it was just he was just an open book reflecting on, you know, kind of with the benefit of some years passing, you know, his experience with, you know, going all the way to the Supreme Court for the right to use a cart based on the condition of his leg and what it was like just growing up with that. And you know, playing at Stanford with Nota Begay and Tiger Woods, and then talking about, you know, winning a natty here in 2016. Just a lot of really cool memories to go over with Casey. So I hope everybody checks that out, because I thought he was you know, really, you know, open and honest and engaging about all sorts of things.
He's one of the best interviews in the department, if I could.
Yeah,
I
mean, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
No doubt. And then, you know, yeah, I've talked to, in the last couple weeks, I've talked to Joey Harrington. I've talked to Akili Smith. We're talking to Devin Allen tomorrow.
Nice.
We're going to talk to Haley Cruz here coming up. So, yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff coming up here in the next couple months.
Mighty Oregon Podcast. Subscribe where you get your podcasts. And Rob and I were even talking during the break that it makes running a little bit more tolerable.
It does.
Yeah. You know.
It stinks.
Hey.
Running's no fun.
Right. Well.
It just stinks a little less.
Okay. Rob Mosley, editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com. You can follow
How's
him on Twitter.
Plug?
That's right. Yeah. At GoDucks Mosley, and, of course, at Duck Football as well. Rob, thank you. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you here soon, my friend.
Thanks, Joey. We'll see you soon.
Good stuff from Rob Mosley, the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com. All his work, of course, GoDucks.com. Quick time out on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. When we come back, a little bit on Oregon softball, some updates on the schedule, and an All-Pac-12 conference preseason recognition to tell you about next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat, or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip! Me over it.
Pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside the Country Financial Studio. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. So far, we've heard from Kelly Graves. My thanks to Terry Johns for sitting down with Coach Graves. He's also going to talk to the entire media corps right now. We'll have that interview for you later in the week on Duck Insider as we get ready for Oregon women's basketball. 5 o'clock. That's right, a 5 o'clock tip-off on Friday. And that means a 4:30 pregame show with Terry Johns and Bev Smith. Also, Rob Mosley, thanks for taking the time. And your Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight. As we take a look at the weekend ahead for Oregon women's basketball, of course, a 5 o'clock start time, as I mentioned, on Friday, and a 2 o'clock start time for the Ducks on Sunday. But remember, as Rob alluded to, everything can change pretty much on a moment's notice. That's what we've all had to keep track of. So keep your eyes open. GoDucks.com, at Oregon WBB on Twitter, the Oregon Women's Basketball Twitter account, for some updates there. Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight, Toyota, let's go places. And now your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill, taking a look around Oregon athletics. Well, two top 25 teams in hoops, and now getting ready for the Oregon volleyball season, the Oregon softball season, the Oregon baseball season, the Oregon soccer season, Oregon men's golf, Oregon women's golf, Oregon men's tennis, Oregon women's tennis, Oregon lacrosse, Oregon acrobatics and tumbling. Did I miss anybody? Track and field, of course. We've talked about their schedule yesterday. Cross country now going to be participating in the winter rather than in the regular fall season. So all of those schedules are coming to fruition. Check GoDucks.com. But seriously, we know now we have a volleyball schedule. We know that the Ducks for Oregon volleyball will be in action coming up this weekend. They're going to play on Friday at Washington State, 1 o'clock in Pullman, and then the Ducks will also play on Sunday at 11 a.m. in Pullman for Oregon volleyball. And speaking of Oregon volleyball, junior outside hitter Brooke Nunaviller today earning preseason All-Pac-12 conference recognition, one of the best in the conference over the last few years. Brooke Nunaviller is one of those athletes that, when healthy, you can just tell that she makes a huge, huge difference. She made the move to outside hitter after starting at libero her freshman year, finished second on the team with 331 kills, and led the team while finishing eighth in the conference with 417 digs. Do you guys remember Liz Brenner when she was getting a bunch of points off of kills? She was also going through a full rotation, playing great defense. That's what Brooke Nunaviller does for Oregon volleyball, can do a lot of different things, both offensively and defensively, in that full rotation on the volleyball floor. But 3.5 digs, 2.5 kills per set, those are good averages. Brooke Nunaviller, when healthy, one of the best in the conference. That's why she's being recognized preseason Pac-12 All-Conference today. And Oregon will start its season on Friday against Washington State. You can tune in on Pac-12 Network as well. We'll tell you a little bit more about that over the course of the next few days, and we're going to hear from Matt Ulmer as he talked with the media yesterday. We'll have that interview for you coming up. If we don't get to all of it today, we'll have it for you a little bit tomorrow. Your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill, Cafe Yum restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington, where special diet requests and custom orders always welcome. Menus, nutrition info, CafeYum.com. Oregon men's basketball coming up at 7:30 on Saturday, and before you know it, it's going to be Oregon softball season. We sat down with Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, and talked about the fact that they're back practicing. And practice actually doesn't look too different for Oregon softball right now. We addressed that. And it looks like the first week of February, that's when Oregon softball is going to get things going. And I saw a question earlier on the Facebook stream that I wanted to answer from Don. Can fans go to softball games? As of right now, no. Fans will not be allowed as we continue to adhere to the local health guidelines and honestly try to attack this pandemic the best way we can. It does not look like fans will be allowed at these spring events coming up, but please do your part, wear your mask, get your vaccines, do the best you can, and then hopefully we're going to have full stadiums coming up maybe after the summer. We'll find out. That's just me thinking out loud, but who knows? Could be sooner than later. We'll find out. So coming up, we're going to sit down with Melissa Lombardi, and you won't want to miss it. Good conversation with the Oregon softball head coach. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back to the Country Financial Studio next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack, welcoming you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union inside the Cochi Financial Studio. And yesterday, via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line, we had the opportunity to catch up with Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, gearing up for her third season. Though really, it feels kind of like season 2.5. We talked a little bit about that and how the student-athletes handled the cancellation in the spring and now getting ready for a new Oregon softball season with Oregon softball head coach Melissa Lombardi. I am thrilled to be able to talk a little bit of Oregon softball. The last time that we talked with Coach Lombardi, it was getting ready for Pac-12 play to start sooner than later. And since then, obviously, a lot has happened, Coach. So first of all, it's great to chat with you again. Thanks for taking the time. And I guess my first question is just, how are you? How's the team? And what's been up the last year since we last talked?
I know. It's been a year. It's wild when you say that, but it's been a year since we've done this. You know, things are good. We have been just dealing with COVID like everybody else. Our team has been really working hard at just following protocol and doing whatever it takes. So second week in February, when it's time to play, that we can play.
Second week in February is going to be here before you know it. I've been thinking about that as I've done the show and done basketball and getting ready for everything now in the spring. It's coming faster than you might realize, right? I mean, I know coaches would always want a little bit more time, wouldn't you?
Yes. I feel like every time we get on the field, I'm just like, it's a race against the clock and that we need more time, need more time. But, you know, the one thing that's really nice is, I mean, the majority of our team are returners. So for this year to get to call our team veterans, I also have a couple grannies on the team as well with and Samaria. So they've done it. It's been nice. It's, you know, like things that you normally have to coach and do with a young team and then also deal with COVID. I feel like we haven't had to because of all the returning. And then I just think of the freshmen and they've settled in really nice.
Did your grannies name themselves that, or was that a name that was given to them by the rest of the team?
You know, I feel like they went with it. If you look at our Halloween practice, they showed up as two grannies. So we love it. It's been fun.
I love that. Melissa Lombardi, head coach, Oregon softball, joining us. How is practice different? I feel like I've had to ask every coach that question, but it is a different environment that you guys are working with now.
Yeah, in the fall, it was different just because, you know, we had to stay six feet. We had to wear masks. But then, you know, we couldn't really full out scrimmage. We couldn't get within 6 feet. So a ball being thrown into second and a runner sliding into second to put a tag on, we can't do rundowns. We can't, you know, those are like little things that are a lot of the game we couldn't do. So we had to figure out how to get a little creative. Stay within the rules. I thought our team did a good job in the fall of doing that. What's nice now is that we're able to go for it at practice. And for the most part, I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, we're pretty spread out. You know, there's just going to be plays here and there where there is that runner sliding in and we're needing to put the tag on. But I would tell you that I'm very, very proud of this group and how they've handled the situation. I feel like they've really done a good job of uniting and putting one, their health on the forefront, and two, putting softball next and saying, look, we want to play. We hate that we got canceled. So tell us what we need to do. We'll do it. And they've been excellent all fall and even as of now, you know, returning in January.
Yeah, you touched on it a bit there. I'm just curious, you know, how did the team handle it? If we could go in depth on that a little bit, because losing the spring, I think, was upsetting for everyone. I mean, and now that they've got the opportunity to play again, that must just be such a rewarding moment for, and I would imagine a lot of anticipation for you, the players, for everybody.
Yeah, no, they were when we got canceled, we were going into the pack ready, prepared. I think our first year it was kind of more of a survival mode. This second year, we were ready. We were ready and excited to see what we were going to do, and we got canceled. And it was hard to this being canceled in March and then spending all that time in the spring apart from each other. We'd get on Zoom calls together. We would do everything we could to stay together. They came back in the fall. It was nice to be united, but it was different because a lot of things that we do in the fall really regard around team building, and we weren't able to do that. So it was frustrating at times because you're trying to figure out how to get this team connected, but then how do we stay within the guidelines? But I think at times when we would get a little frustrated, we just kept reminding each other of the big picture and that this team has unfinished business. I think that's just what's been at the forefront is that we have unfinished business. So you're starting to get frustrated. Just remember what's ahead for us, what's ahead for us. And I feel like that's helped. And I think we've done a good job of just helping each other with that. But I can tell you in the fall, even having different things that we had to do, this team came locked in. And really did a great job in the weight room, did a great job on the practice field. They went home for break. They came back after Thanksgiving and Christmas break and have been locked in, really locked in and just focused because there were some things in the fall, like rundowns that we couldn't do and tag plays and whatnot. That's some different offensive strategy that we weren't able to do that now we've got 3.5 weeks. To get this all in before season starts. So I really appreciate their discipline, their focus, and just seeing the bigger picture.
Melissa Lombardi, Oregon softball head coach, our guest on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. I've seen you guys tweeting about it and yourself tweeting about how it's version three. Well, if I could get really nerdy with you for a second, coach, I feel like you guys didn't have a full testing period of version two. This is really, it seems like version three is really like version 2.5 in terms of the amount of games you guys have played, and yet it feels like the team's really embraced that sort of mentality, haven't they?
Yeah, no, it's, version two was a special team. We had half return, half newcomers coming. And so it was them really understanding how to come together and bond and get what they wanted. And we were doing great. And then we got to a point where we got canceled. So once we got canceled, they started talking about, well, it's actually kind of version 2.5.
Right.
But it's not. It's we've got a new freshman group coming in, and it's version three. And version two, we hate that we got cut short, but we got a lot out of it. And I think they want to take version two and take what they learned from it and take it into three. And they've been great. This is a really good team. I can tell you just I enjoy every day showing up to practice. I really enjoy being around these guys. They work hard. They've got great personalities. They wear their heart on their sleeves. It's a special group. And that's what I think was tough, when we got canceled and not knowing if that was Samaria and Haley's last official game of their career.
Right.
So to know that they got another opportunity and that they're going to be a part of version three, which is what they did not expect. Was pretty cool. And I can tell you the young incoming freshmen thought it was pretty cool that they got chance to play with the seniors that would have been normally graduating.
Hey, you gotta love having a grandparent around, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
that's great. I love that. Melissa Lombardi, our guest. So talking about the roster a little bit, I mean, it seems like with so many returners, you gotta like the depth of your team, right? Break down the roster for us a little bit.
Goodness, we're deep everywhere. I mean, like I said, every day we show up to practice, it's just friendly competition. And we're deep. And then I think of us and just what we're known for is being versatile, of course. And so we're deep, but then we can play in many different positions. So you look at our infield and we're turning our infield. You look at Rachel and you look at Bunk and you look at Maya. You look at those guys, Tara, Shay. We have a healthy Shay this year, which was great. She was battling a little bit last year. So we return our infield. We have some freshmen that are vying for, you know, that shortstop position. So we're still trying to figure that out. But then also, too, you look at Allie Bunk, and she's a great second baseman, but we could put her at shortstop as well. So we have a lot of different opportunities. You look with Haley to see her back in center field. You know, Deja was in left last year for us, and Ariel, she was DPing and also playing right. I think you'll see Ariel just more in the outfield this year. Last year, we were kind of going with her back and forth, whether she'd be in the infield or the outfield. And, you know, we have other returners with Lexi Wagner and Hannah Gailey, and just, like I said, we're really, really deep in all positions. Val, you know, she's an athlete that can play anywhere for us. She's another Shea. Mm-hmm. She's that athletic. So our pitching staff, we return, which I really liked our pitching staff. You look at Samaria and you look at Jordan and Brooke and McKenna. You know, McKenna was a freshman last year and about to get her feet wet, and just exciting to see how much all of them grew last year on the mound. And then welcoming Reagan Breedlove, who is an incoming freshman, throws the ball hard, can throw it down, can throw it up, has good speed behind her ball. So our pitching staff, I feel really strong about our staff, and I like it, because we're gonna need that depth. You know, we're gonna need that with going into the pack and just with the preseason tournaments that we're playing. And then you look at some of these young freshmen that are coming in, and you look at Taya Bird, you look at Alyssa Brito and Hannah Delgado, and they all play in the infield. Alyssa and Taya swing the bat from the right side. You're going to see Gabby on the left, which is good. Her and Jazzy having two lefties. And then we have another freshman, her name's Gabby Herrera, who's a big lefty, kind of like a power hitter. So I feel like if you ask for speed, we've got it. You know, a veteran infield, veteran outfield, we've got. Like, we've got it. We've got it.
The pieces are there. I can just tell talking to you, you know, first interview we've done to preview the season for this year. Like, I can just hear the excitement in your voice of, you know, there's some depth. You guys have a lot of versatility. And, you know, especially in a season like this, Coach, you know, I feel like this is the ultimate example of, it's not always the best teams that win at the end of the year. It's usually the healthiest teams and the ones that have the most players available. This year, that's probably going to be true more than any other year, right?
Definitely. I think it's huge that you stay healthy, you know, and that our bodies aren't breaking down. So we're definitely going to have that. And then it's the team that figures it out, that understands how to peak at the right time. I don't need us to be our best right now. It would really do nothing for us. But we have a really strong foundation, and we're going to start on a great foundation. From there, it's seeing what this journey is going to look like for this team and how all these different little pieces are going to come together.
Couple weeks away from the start of the season, and I know a lot of things are in flux. Every schedule is in flux. Even after there's a schedule announced, a lot of times things change. Do you have any updates on a schedule for what things are looking like as fans start to pencil in when they can tune in?
We're close. I mean, I could say right now we plan to open up at Grand Canyon University. We're planning to open up there in Arizona. We're still working on a couple things that we're waiting to see, but I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get the green light pretty soon so we can post it, because I know we have a lot of fans, parents, like supporters that are all wanting to know what our schedule is going to look like. And to me, I feel like once we we post it, then it's official. Like, it's happening, you know.
Yeah,
it's happening. It's the real deal. It's going to happen. So I would love to be able to post it. I'm just waiting for a couple things to get finalized.
Well, I love it. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back in action. I know things look a little bit different, but this feels normal. Even though you're not sitting here in the big comfortable chair, this feels more normal for me to be talking softball here in late January, getting ready for a February start. So, Coach, we'll do it again. And thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Good luck with practice, and here's to the start of a successful season.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joey.
We caught up with Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, yesterday via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. And I just echo what I said yesterday, you know, that there's a lot of excitement in her voice. I think they feel good about the depth of where this team's at, especially with some of those grannies, if you will, and Samaria Diaz and Haley Cruz able to come back for another season. I'm really looking forward to watching the evolution of this team because they're not the young and inexperienced team anymore. You know, it's a little more veteran team now. So as we talk about Oregon softball, I know a lot of fans are wondering about the schedule. My understanding in talking with Coach even a little bit after we wrapped up recording is that it looks like they're pretty much ready to go, just finalizing some details. And similar to Oregon volleyball, remember Matt Ulmer told us that they got confirmation of their schedule late last week, and now they're playing here in Pullman coming up on Friday. You know, it's going to be a little bit last minute. And so I just want to say, fans, I hear you. You know, I understand the frustration because you want to be able to know when to tune in and support these teams. I feel that way, too, trying to figure out when we're going to broadcast the games. But I know it's difficult, and so, fans, just thanks for sticking with us. In all seriousness, thank you for that because we know that it's hard on you, just like it's hard on the student-athletes. We're going to get a quick timeout. When we come back, I probably won't be able to get to all of, or actually maybe even any, as I realize we're now kind of up against the clock, as they say. We'll finish up Duck Insider, tell you what's to come on the show tomorrow next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Doug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. And my thanks again to Melissa Lombardi joining us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line, as well as Rob Osley. Took some time to reminisce with us a little bit. And now we're getting ready for the start of Oregon volleyball season, which is, honestly, I'm so glad that both volleyball and soccer are going to be able to get their normally fall seasons in here in the spring. But, hey, this is a different environment now. You know, this is certainly one that forces adaptability. I think we've all seen that. But for Oregon volleyball, especially, hitting the road, and now what I'm curious about is the way the schedule is going to work this year, where you're going to play two matches against each opponent when you're on a road trip. So, for example, Oregon's going to play Washington State on both Friday and on Sunday. That's an odd dynamic, isn't it, for a team? I mean, it's like, the only time you really see that was like in women's basketball when they'd play the rivalry games the same weekend, one on the road and one at home. That's kind of the way volleyball is going to go. So, you know, if you get a big win in your first match, how do you feel going into the second match and vice versa? And you'd redo your scouting report? I don't know. That's going to be odd to see how that works out coming up this weekend. Friday, the Ducks will start their season for Oregon Volleyball, and we'll hear from head coach Matt Ulmer on the show tomorrow. See you then.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.